Hi, welcome to the Honest Podium Podcast. I'm Yogi.
And I'm Shlok.
And I'm Darsh.
And today we're going to be talking about society and its expectations. Firstly, I'm going to be talking about how schools and grades affect like the teens of our age and how society is pressurizing, quote-unquote, the teens with certain amount and like how numbers really define a teen and all of that, and you guys are gonna be sharing your experiences or like probably your input on it.
Yeah.
So
well, I think since you started the subject,
go ahead.
Yeah, from my own experiences, I guess my parents haven't really cared that much about whether I get good grades or not. They honestly don't really care too much, unless I get like a D or something. But I usually don't, because I care a lot about my grades, like too much. But I used to be like super like mad if I got anything below like a 95% on my tests. I'm not like that anymore because I get like B's all the time. But I used to get like A's all the time, and I used to be like that quote unquote quiet, like smart kid. Not anymore, but like I used to. So I put a lot of pressure on myself. And that kind of didn't work out for me when I moved to India, because I started failing a lot more, and I don't know, I got kind of used to it, like, failing, and, like, just, like, how I approach, like, school now is, like, completely differently. I just stopped caring as much, honestly, like, ever since I started, like, doing, not worse, just, not, like, bad, but, like, a bit worse, like, I started to, like, stop caring about school as much, which I think has also hurt my grades, like, a lot.
And when you're talking about, like, moving from a country to country, I kind of think, like, the topic of boards is also, like, interlinked. Like, how it's different in yours. I think you follow IGCSE, right?
I hate boards, first of all, and I'm on IGCSE anymore. I was in it like for like 1 year, but now I'm in CBSE. I hate final exams in general. Like, they are the worst things ever. Like, what is the point of them though? Like, can't you just like spread it out into unit tests like we did over there? Like, what's the point of having a final test? We just memorize everything.
That's the thing.
Like, it's so when useless.
When you're like a transfer student, you really don't get like the point of ICC and then CBSE and then IGCSE, and then there is, I think another state board, and then there is so many other boards, and it is so confusing. Like, it's kind of hard. I mean, it's not your fault that you like chose the wrong like board, but it's kind of like confusing, at least in India, that like we have like so many systems, and it's
so
pressurizing.
That's right. I can
actually
I can relate very much ahead. Because I shifted from Singapore, so the India syllabus is just too much to take in for me. It's like there is too much theory needed, all writing is needed. In the, I'm pretty sure in the US also there's not so much theory involved in the syllabus and all. So that's the main reason I'm getting less marks this when after shifting. It's like we need all the keywords are necessary, and all. It's a headache for me.
Yeah.
To be very honest, like I think the society like judges you by which board you study in. Like
100%.
ICSE is like such a like supreme board, and like CBSE is just like, oh, that is so easy. 100%. It's just a cakewalk. Like, oh my god, it's so much more easier than ICSE. And then the state, they literally don't even give two shits about state. I kind of feel like there's a difference between how they treat people also. Like, oh my god, you just don't talk about studying, okay? You're in state. You're in, like, CBSE.
Yeah, I
the
know
way
that,
you treat the person, like, it's just wrong. It's just so wrong.
For me also, when I tell people I studied IGCSE for my 10th standard, people are like, wow, that must be difficult compared to this. I'm like, no, it's not that difficult compared to this. It is difficult for sure, but not that difficult that you have to be like, wow, this guy must be so smart. That is one thing people judge about me every time I tell them my board. And like,
Yeah, I've seen that a lot.
And like IGCSE means that you have to be smart, you have to score well in the exams. That's one, like, I don't know, expectations from society, I guess.
Oh my God, scoring well, expectations is there. Like, it doesn't matter which board you're in, just need to score well and need to get your GTA up and like, I don't know, everything else.
Yeah, you have to like quote unquote be excel in every field you are doing you have work in.
And what about the teaching? Like,
Yeah.
'cause like, of course, you're supposed to understand everything. Come on.
That's just one thing that should be changed. You have to have lesser expectations. The students need their own time and space to learn things. They can't just like learn at whatever speed they know.
Yeah, I feel like the learning style, like I mean, it's not like I've like a master, like an expert in like the US school system, but I feel like the way they treat things is very different. First of all, there's no like board system there. It's just like public school. There are some private schools, but those are like for really rich people for the most part, but it depends, I guess. But I guess that's sort of like how you guys treat board. Are you saying boards are treated? I've sort of seen that too, like sort of like board elitism, I guess you could call it. Like for people that are like rich private in like rich private schools, they're like, oh yeah, we're so much better than you. Like we have it so hard and like we're rich and we're stuff like that. So like that's so I feel like I guess that's the best like approximation I could give. But like yeah, teaching styles too. Just the way like the teachers act here. It's a huge difference. They're so like, I guess like mean. That's probably the best way to describe
Demanding.
it. Like they're so demanding, and they're like sometimes I just like in my head I'm like shut up teacher because like they're so like rude for no reason. Like you can just like do it in a nicer way and like stop being like complete a-holes.
Yes, right.
Yeah, I mean, at least the teachers, I think they are different, and like the way they approach things are different. But to be very honest, US, Singapore, India, I don't know where, but you just find the factor to differentiate yourself. India, it's the boards, and US, it's the private schools and then the like other schooling system.
Right.
So anyway, or like either way, you just find yourself to differentiate each other, and I don't know, it's just dumb. Like, I don't know why society has to do something to like differentiate one another from
Yes,
what they're
right,
learning.
100%.
It's fine, exactly. And another thing I think that society really like expects you is like your dressing system, quote unquote
Yes,
system.
system.
Exactly. Now, if you see a guy wearing a skirt and walking around, you're just gonna judge him so much. Like, you are
Yes.
just gonna like either throw words at him or comments at him or like literally anything else. But if like at least for girls right now, I think it's much better than how it was before. Like, we can wear our t-shirts or
Yeah.
pants, and like we don't have to really wear quote unquote
Traditional wear.
district like traditional wear with like a sari and like
Yeah.
a lehenga or something. But like, yeah, exactly.
I'm so surprised you brought this up. I did not expect this. Honestly, like coming to India, like seeing like people's perceptions, like I was not expecting you to say that, first of all. But I did see like Harry Styles photos, so I
Oh
guess
my God,
I could
yes.
understand.
Thanks for bringing up Harry
I was like, I
Styles.
saw that, I was
Thank
like, oh my god.
you.
But yeah, like I guess there's definitely a double standard. I mean, if you go like hundreds of years ago, I think women also had it really hard. Like wearing suits is like, I think it's a re relatively common thing, right? Like it only happened like the last century, I'm pretty sure,
Suits?
because of like feminism movement.
What are you
But there's
talking
definitely a double standard, like wearing suits.
about? Oh yeah, that's probably in like the, no, not even century.
Yeah.
It's probably before that. Yeah, probably 300 to like 500 years back,
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, but like, It's people need to remember that it's completely arbitrary. Like, no one like just like looked at a girl and said yes skirt, yes dress, man, yes suit, yes I don't know like shirt or something. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like putting on expectations or like just pressuring them into wearing a specific type of thing is honestly useless. I mean, like culturally, I guess like if you if men wear this and women wear that, I guess it's fine. But like, you shouldn't have to force them to wear that. You know what I mean?
Yes,
Like,
right.
if a man
If you're
wants to
comfortable
wear
in
a
it, like
dress,
wear it. But if you're not, like just don't. It's your
yes,
choice.
yeah.
Right. And in my opinion, this about dressing sense, mostly girls are targeted in Indian society because it's like Indian society, they expect girls to not show more of their skin and all that. Like, even short skirts and all are the people start judging you on that.
Yeah, so for girls, it's a whole different world
Yeah.
out there. So our bra
Yeah.
straps aren't to be shown. We are not supposed to be showing skin. We're not supposed to be really like. I mean, for the only thing that they've actually left in our whole body is actually our face. Like, okay, yeah, you can show your face, but now that's also covered by the mask, which is because of a pandemic. I mean, yeah, that's fine,
That is by choice.
but.
You have to keep yourself
But
safe.
still, if you wear too much makeup, you're a slut.
Yeah,
So, like.
that's one generalization people do.
Exactly.
Yeah, in the US, I didn't go to a school with uniforms. Basically, most schools aren't with uniforms, so I guess we had a pretty lenient dress code, I think, because I saw a lot of girls with like crop tops and like I saw stuff like that. I wasn't like terribly like this is like you can wear whatever you want, you know what I mean? But it was still sort of restricted. I remember hearing some girls complain about like I think it was noodle, I can't remember what they're called, noodle straps, something like that.
Yeah.
Don't remember the name.
It is noodle
Whatever
straps.
that is, like showing your shoulder or
Yeah.
something. Definitely, like I mean, not like I can go in like literally. I've seen a guy go in like into a class shirtless, and no one like
Forget
cared at all.
shirtless, they wear tank tops and literally everything they can. While like we have like so basically in my school, we have like no uniform and all of that, but our shorts aren't supposed to be more than like it has to be before like it can't be
Knee
more
length.
it can't be yeah knee length. It has to be before the knee, like.
Below the
Ah,
knee.
wait, it's the other,
Below
yeah.
the knee.
It has to be below the knee, like knee length, basically. So you can't really like change any, like you can bring change, but for some reason it's very slow, and that's what I feel like. It's you're bringing change. I can see that, and I appreciate it. You're westernizing like our whole system, like men, women, boy, girl. Literally everyone is going western these days. But I kind of think it's going a bit slow. But I'm actually grateful that it's actually happening instead of like
Yes,
just
right.
there. At least it's not a taboo anymore. We can talk about it, and we can
Yes,
like.
right.
Yeah, I think definitely the younger generation is definitely doing a lot in
Better.
changing, yeah, for the better.
Okay, so one topic I
I kind of
just
feel
thought
like
about.
even like I no, I kind of feel like sorry to cut you off, but like
No,
I
go
kind of
ahead.
feel like even like guys have like this thing that you're not supposed to be wearing what do I say, a pink shirt. For example, I heard that and I was like, what do you mean I can't wear, like guys can't wear pink? Like, it's never written anywhere like guys are not supposed to be wearing pink. Like, it's just a
Yes,
color. I can change
right.
it. I can color it if you want, but pink is just a color and blue is for guys. Pink, no, yeah, right. Correct, correct, correct. Blue is for guys and pink is for girls.
Yes.
And I'm just like, dude, there are other colors in the world for girls. I'm just like, see the rainbow. Like, it's
Yes.
so colorful. Why can't you just let them be? And guys have this pride in like having just like four clothes and like four pants. And they're just like, okay, yeah. So basically, I don't have anything else. It's fine. Dress yourself up. Give yourself some care. It is all okay. And
Yes.
literally, I think like I've crossed a situation where my friend has been called gay just because he was wearing different clothes and like he was dressing, like quote unquote, dressing himself up. And I'm like, dude, what? Like, what does sexuality have to do with anything? Like, dressing sense
Yeah,
and
right.
sexuality is interconnected. No, like, a girl can wear a shirt, then a boy can wear a skirt. Like,
Right.
just let
That's
them
what I
be
was
human.
gonna say. It's not necessary for girls to wear skirts. It is the person's choice if they want to, which type of clothes they want to wear.
Exactly.
I've definitely seen that a lot. I think no matter where you go, men, I guess specifically men, because I don't really know much about like how women's experiences, but I guess for men, it's people really like to, I guess, gatekeep what like a man is and like how you're supposed to act and everything. Like, I think it's really like fucking stupid, but I mean, like, I don't understand it. Like, I can like go out wearing a pink shirt and I don't really have a problem with it, and I don't think people should have a problem with it, but I've definitely heard so many people just talk about like how like, oh my god, that's so feminine, like ha, girly, like it's so dumb. Like I remember I one time I wore a jacket around my waist and it tied, and they're like, ha,
Oh
gay.
my
Like what the hell? That's so
god.
stupid.
Oh my god.
Like, shut
Yes,
up, first of
yes, yes.
all.
Are you good? What's the bed they are?
Right.
Yeah.
That's a very nice point. So moving on to the next point, I realized that usage of social media has become a huge thing for the society. It's like people start judging you on your usage of social media or how much you use your phone. They think you don't study anything if you're on social media a lot. And it's just very bad that people generalize you like this, they judge you like this. So
And what do
okay, to
you
play devil's advocate, I procrastinate a lot, and I know that like, yeah, obviously going on social media
really
doesn't
though? She
automatically mean you're
procrastinate.
but like literally I had today was my board exam. I didn't study until 3 hours, no, like for 3 hours last night. That's literally all the studying I did. I wanted to start studying like 3 days ago, but I didn't do anything. Like I always procrastinate like a ton. Even though I really like I plan out everything, I just don't do it. Because I think social media is like really addictive too. I think, yeah, obviously like social media isn't inherently bad, but like for a lot of people, yeah, it can be really addictive and you know, it can be a really big
Right.
distraction.
While it is a distraction, a person shouldn't be judged on the usage of social media. Like, I mean, like if you say I've spent like 6 hours on the phone today, and oh, so you don't study at all? No, that is not what I mean. I meant I spent 6 hours on the phone today. So let's just leave it at that. Let's not connect my studies and my
Right,
social
yes.
media usage as a thing. Yeah, I mean that might be annoying for people, but like still, so I kind of feel like the thing you do on social media, are you like browsing for like no reason at all, or are you actually doing something
Yeah.
productive? So that depends. So if you're a parent, or like if you're a teacher, let's say, so you should really try to understand that we're not really always goofing around on social media.
Right.
We are doing something productive sometimes. I mean, I can vouch for myself at least that I do something productive on social media and I don't just goof around all day. So, like, yeah, so understand your child and slash student or whatever
Right.
and try to cope up with them and try not to just assume that this is what they're doing.
Right. For me, usually I'm on social media to talk to my friends, which I can't meet, basically. Does that mean I can't talk to my friends? No, but there's no other means of communication. So the people outside, they don't have the right to judge me on that. just by looking, because I have my connection with my friends, I have my bond with them, and I like to talk to them. So I can't just not talk to them because people start telling me that you're always on your phone, you should study more.
Yeah, I completely agree. I feel like, a lot of social media is like, there's a lot of like, I guess Discord count as a social
Right.
media? I
It
think so,
is, it
right?
is, it
It
is.
is.
Yeah, there's a lot of social media apps just in general. They're about like, communicating with other people, but it's all online. And I feel like people like look down on that a lot. Yeah, I don't think it's I can't personally can't do it. Like I can't go on Discord because I like can't talk to people I don't know for like longer than 2 seconds online because I feel really weird and I think they're like a pedophile or something.
Yeah, I feel
But
like
like
I'm in some kind of, like serial killer movies. I feel like I'm a part of it. I feel like, oh my God, okay, I'm talking to a stranger. No, wait, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. But on the other hand, I think it'd also be like really cool because you can meet a lot of really cool people online and never actually see them in person. I think online, going like online talking to people, it's a lot easier for a lot of people to talk to people online than in real life. I think for a lot of people, they can be a lot more open and like loud and chatty online when they're not really in person.
Yes.
Like for me, that's how it is.
Yeah, there are apps like Clubhouse and like Discord and all
Oh
that.
my
Yeah,
God.
yeah, yeah. Yeah, so talking to strangers for some people is comfortable. And if you're being judged about your social media usage, then please, all I have to say to you is just ignore the people who say that, like, you don't study or you're not really doing anything and all of that.
Right.
So if you're true to yourself, then okay. But if you actually, you need to think about it. So if you actually think that, okay, I am goofing around and this is really not something I'm supposed to be doing, not do it. But if you think you're right, just go ahead with it.
Yeah, and I want to cut you, not cut you off. I want to start
Add
a new topic.
on.
I want to talk about, so I talked a little bit about my school life, so I'm going to go back into that. Talking about me wanting to basically be popular. I didn't like specifically like say that I wanted to be popular when I was in like 7th grade or something, but like looking back, I definitely did. Like,
Who
who does that?
doesn't?
Like looking back. But I wasn't, I've already said like that I'm not very like super loud or like talkative, and even though I am kind of talkative in this podcast, not in real life. I didn't really have a lot of friends. I had like one best friend and like a few other friends, but it was more like acquaintances, you know what I mean? Like I would talk to them in class, but then I would never like hang out with them. It's more like that type of relationship with a lot of people.
You literally have like
I really
zones.
wanted to, yeah. And there was like the quote unquote popular people that it wasn't like one like main group. It wasn't like the Mean Girls or anything where they were all like super rude to everyone else. But like, you know what I mean? They were like nice people, but like they were popular and they were white, obviously. Anyways,
Oh wow, okay.
so
That just came out of
I
nowhere.
really no, because our entire school was Indian. Like only the
Got it, got
Pundits were
it,
white.
got
Whatever.
it.
Anyways, I just like I always wanted to like be friends with them, so like I would purposely like try to like get myself closer with them. Like it was always like I would look down at other people because like I was like these aren't the people that I want to hang out with. They're not like cool. Even though I never like wanted to be popular. I don't know how to explain it, but
Yeah, we
like
get
I
it.
never acted like I wanted to be popular, but like
You did.
I wanted to be known.
You
I
just
didn't like being
did.
like
Like, you just did indirectly without you knowing. Like, it wasn't really out of your interest.
Yeah. And I feel like that isn't inherently a bad thing. I feel like being friends with popular people, but I feel like I was trying to make myself into someone because I had an like idea of who I wanted to be. Like being popular was something that I wanted to be. So I sort of like change my personality to sort of reflect that and try to hang out with people when I wouldn't like when I had a lot of fun. Like I had a lot of friends that I basically cut off because like I mean, not like I wasn't like super close with them, and honestly, some of them I didn't really like, but they were some really cool people there, and I kind of just stopped talking to them because, they were like, oh, like I'm a gamer and I like to game and like play tag when we were in seventh grade, and I was like, that's not cool. Mm-hmm. Even though you can do whatever you want, like, why does it matter?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, like, changing your personality was something
right.
that, yeah.
It's like you try to change yourself to impress others. That's a very, very common thing happening these days.
So
I think a lot of that ties into...
I think I've done this way too many times, like, so you just like, I'm kind of, it's just like you're a chameleon when you're like a teenager. Wherever you go, you just try to fit in, so you just
right.
turn out to be someone you're not, or someone you've not yet discovered, and you just turn out to be like how you are. So the people you hang out with, I can actually see myself getting influenced by them, like my slang changes sometimes.
Yes.
I've seen that happen, like I use their slang, like and I'm not giving examples right now because some of them are actually listening. So I'm not gonna give any examples, but I used to change my slang around them, and I used to like go back home and like see, okay, wait, they said something about I don't know, racing or gaming or something like that. And then I used to like research about it, and then I'm like, okay, yeah. So because I was a new kid, okay, I had to try hard. So then, after all that, I used to come back and be like, oh yeah, I read about that. I know everything about it.
It's like you have to keep up with the trend.
Exactly. So, and when you don't have a phone, this is another thing. So teenagers who don't have a phone like experience this a lot, like so much pressure on them to
right.
either get a phone, or like the fact that they don't have it, it's just pressure. Like, why do you pressurize someone? Let them not have a phone, dude. The only thing you're gonna probably get is Instagram or like Snapchat. You want to talk
yes.
to them, talk to them when you see them. You want to talk, like, just call them. Just don't pressurize someone when they actually don't have the access to a kind of social
yes, right.
media. And when you're getting someone into your group, accept them the way they are. Don't be like, oh my god, do you not know how what that is, like so and so is, like don't try to do that. Don't try to degrade someone. Just explain it to them. If they don't know what it is, explain it to them. If they do
right.
know what it is, and just let it be, talk to them, interact with them. And don't just shut all your doors just because they're new, or just because they're quote-unquote not cool or not from your group.
Yeah,
I think a lot of this has to do with like, okay, give me 1 second, I'll just say
yes.
something real quickly. I think a lot of this has to do with like how like what people want like a teen to be. Like there's
mm-hmm.
a sort of like idea that they have to like be super outgoing and play sports all the time and have these like this group of friends that they do everything
right.
and with, and like yeah, it's like this idea of what a teen has to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You can go.
Yeah, so about what Yogi said, it's like you have to fit in, you have to accept the person, whatever, however they are. So for me, I have experienced that as the person who is coming into a group. And I'll use an example in which Yogi is involved. So I do not listen to music that much. And it's like, first time when I met her, she was asking me, like, you know, just casual conversations. Then music came up. Then I'm like, I don't listen to music. Then Yogi's reaction was just priceless. Maybe you would want to share it.
I'm not coming into this. Just finish the story.
Yeah, so after that happened, I was like... I didn't feel like
my
changing myself.
My reaction was basically, oh my god, are you crazy? How do you not listen to
yes,
music?
Right.
Like, are you even human? Like, I just shouted like a lot. I just said some random shit.
Right.
I'm like, are you even human? Okay, that's pretty insensitive of me, and I'm sorry about
mm-hmm.
that.
No,
but,
I didn't take. I don't take offense for that. I took that as an opportunity for myself that I shouldn't change myself for somebody else. So eventually, after this many, this long we are together.
Like, I think like I had to push you for like a year to like listen to some
Still,
music.
after this long, we are still best friends. I didn't change myself. I'm starting to listen to music. That's only
Probably because
because
you wanted to.
yeah, that's because
I
I
like it's
wanted
not
to.
because of
It's
anyone
not
else.
because of
Exactly.
someone's pressure was in my head. So I,
See, this is the kind of like this is what I'm trying to like tell
right.
you guys. Just don't have like don't be under the pressure. I know it's very, very hard. I know it's very hard not to be under like to be under the pressure, but like try not to be under the pressure. It's easier said than done, I know. But still, just try your best not to be under the pressure of trying to fit in.
All right, so I think we're gonna go on to our next topic, because I feel like we've talked about everything we need to say. So before we talked about dresses, the Yogi brought that up, and we talked about. So we're not gonna talk. I'm not gonna talk about that specifically, but I want to talk about like how society expects boys and girls or men and women to act, like how they're supposed to act. Not specifically on dresses, just like their personalities. You know what I mean? Like how. Like how women are judged for being a certain way or men are judged for being a certain way. Like let's say I went up to I went up to my friend. I was like, "Hey girl, what are you doing? Oh my God, you want to go to Starbucks or something?" Like if I said that, everyone would like make fun of me a lot, you know? Because like that is not really treated as something that like it's supposed to be like it's not masculine. You know what I mean? That's
Quote unquote masculine.
yes.
I mean, yeah, so
You guys have any experience?
basically, yeah, no, so I have a lot of experiences, okay? So, like, let's not dig in too deep. But to be very honest, like, this boy and girl, like, why would you like? So, there is a way that. Yeah, I do agree. There are some similarities between how boys act and their interests in like certain things, but it's not like a girl can not have it, or girls do have like similarities between themselves and interests between those similarities. I mean, similarities between those interests. So, I mean, boys can be interested in quote unquote girly things too. I know so many guys who literally love to shop and who love to design things. Like, not design web designing. Like, they like to
Fashion.
design, like, fashion designing. Exactly. So, when he tells someone that he's passionate about, like, fashion designing, they're just like, oh, wait, isn't
Right.
that like dressing? Isn't that like for girls? And I'm like, dude, no. Hold up. You've got everything wrong. And like Darsh said, if a guy just comes up and be like, hey girl, what are you doing? Like, that just is not quote unquote masculine. To be very
What you would
honest,
expect.
I would have been shocked if any guy comes up to me and talks like that. Like, so our
Right.
brain is tuned that way that, oh, so a guy should talk so and so to me, and a girl should talk blah 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 to me. And another thing in like the Indian society is like the guy has to be the protective, brave, and the
All
yeah,
responsibilities are
so
also on him.
yeah, all the responsibilities are on him. I mean, a girl can also take the responsibilities. Like,
Right.
so let's just take a household. Like, the guy has to be the breadwinner. Why? The girl and the guy can be the breadwinner, or the girl can be the breadwinner and the guy can be at home. Like,
Right.
he can be the homemaker. Like, it's all their choice. Leave it to the people and do not judge them. Like, society
Yeah, I 100%
expectations,
agree. I
exactly what I'm
100% agree to
saying.
that. And one thing about the expectations is like guys are supposed to make the first move in a relationship.
Oh my
That
God,
is
yes, that.
one thing which should 100% stop,
Bullshit.
Because like people keep telling those girls who are brave enough to go against all this, and those girls feel targeted and they feel insecure about it. So they keep their feelings inside
They
themselves,
feel
which is
like
not a good
they
thing.
said something wrong. They feel like they said
Right.
something wrong.
Exactly. And that's a huge problem these days because of this, people don't talk about their feelings more often.
No,
Yeah,
but like this girl making the first move. So why shouldn't the guy? I mean, the guy can be shy for goddamn sake. He has
exactly.
emotions.
Right.
Like he can be shy too, like more than the girl. Like the so even if the girl makes the first move and if the guy actually feels good about it, he's not supposed to like say it out aloud. Like, oh my god, thank god you came up first because I was so shy. No, the guy will never do that.
Right.
Why? Because of obvious reasons and how like the society has tuned our mind. Like it's not even like I want to do it. It's basically like, oh my god, it's happened already. Why? How is when did this happen to me is what like I'm thinking out of this
Right.
conversation. Like when Darsh told me like when he started and I was like, oh shit. If Darsh came up to me and talked like that, I would probably look at him like, are you good, bro? Are you good?
People
And
will
I
think
didn't
it's some sort
even
of dare or something.
joke. Yeah, exactly. But that shouldn't be the case. That shouldn't be how
Right.
we're gonna react.
100% agree to that. I think so. One last topic we want to say, I want to say is that society expects everyone to have a clear future goal in your life.
Oh, I can relate. I
Yeah.
have no future
Because,
goals. I have no clue
Right.
what I want to
Because I'm in 11th grade right now, so everyone expects me
do.
to
Driving.
answer. They un expect me to answer what I will do after 12th, which course I will do, which university I want to go to. I'm like, I have not planned. I don't know. I'm not sure about my career. But it's like you can see their judgy eyes on you.
I can definitely relate because I'm in 10th, but like when you go into 11th and 12th, you have to sort of
Right.
have somewhat of an idea of what you have to do because
You
here you
need to
can't just
choose
like it's
such.
not like all
Correct.
Yeah, you need to choose your
Yeah.
subjects. Yeah.
Which is hard for me because I don't really know exactly what I want to do. Everything like I don't know, I have no like idea of like what my dream job is. Like I never had something that I really wanted to do. So I kind of I like science, so I'm going with science, and I do like it. It's just like I don't know if any of like those things are my passions yet. And I feel like
Yeah.
it's like I'm literally like I'm 14, why do I need to know right now?
Right, I
I kind
feel
of
you.
feel like, at least in India, the two main things that you can do in life is either a doctor or an engineer. Like, I kind of feel like it's so dominant. Like, oh my God, there are so many other occupations and they are so interesting when you actually dive into it.
Right.
And you're like, oh my God, this I can actually study for this? Oh, that's nice. So, like, you should give your teen a space, a safe space, and tell, okay, it's fine if you don't want, if you don't know what to do, it's fine. We can get you help also. Like at least for Dash, I'm pretty sure he has like a quote unquote like after 10th you need to know it. So instead of pressuring him to say like you need to know, just give him a safe space and at least interact with him and like ask him, so what do you want to do?
Right.
What are you passionate about? And then you discover together with your teen. Or you
Right.
self-discover, that's it. You're a teen now. Come on, dude. Yay, we're teens.
But that applies for only parents. It doesn't apply for the people outside your family because you can't control what people outside your family think, what they say. They can say whatever they want, maybe good, maybe bad. But it's like this is one thing about the change in society that everyone has to be considerate enough to understand what the person is going through, what teenagers are going through.
Yeah, I feel like the idea that like we'd have our entire lives planned out when we're like children, basically, I feel like that needs to sort of
Right.
die because I feel like it's not sustainable too. Like I don't want to choose a career goal right career right now and then 50 years online I'm like I hate my life. What am I doing?
Exactly.
You know, I don't want that. I don't want to have a midlife crisis. I'm trying to avoid that.
I agree. And I agree. I mean, I agree with I agree with everything you said. And I think something else that should die is the concept of taking a break. Like, if a student takes a break from his 10th and he wants to take a break of a year or two just to figure out
Right.
what he wants to do, he or she wants to do, like, normalize taking breaks is something is normalize taking breaks. Like,
Right.
it's fine if they don't know what they want to do and they're just taking a time off to discover themselves.
When I heard of this concept, I was shocked myself because from childhood I'm like I have it has always been fed in my brain that I have to study. Studying is the only thing a student should do. You don't have time for other things. You don't have to do all time pass. But that's very pressurizing for every child, not only teenagers, children also. And that's like people, parents especially, they should give them freedom, more freedom, not like complete freedom. If you give a complete freedom, it can go bad or it can go too good. So you have to take the risk.
No. I think like it's up to the parents. I mean, yeah, of course,
Right.
but like your input is good, like if you give them freedom, it kind of does let them think and does let them like they know, yes, so my mom and dad are supportive and I have someone to lean on.
Right.
So you're just giving them the assurance. You're not letting them go. Just keep that in mind. Yeah, but I think we're done for today, guys.
Yes.
Yay.
Dash.
So thank you guys for watching. I mean, listening, not watching,
Listening.
sorry.
Thank you guys for
We're on
listening to our
YouTube
po
mode.
yeah. Thank you guys for listening to our podcast. Please tune in for our next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.